go the second one and pick up the microphone.
Yeah.
Yep, there.
And then microphone. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do some English and then we'll do Italian, Diego. Jasmine, a great win for you. How excited are you to be in the quarterfinals here in Stuttgart?
A lot. I mean, today was a really good match, I think, and I really enjoyed. And it's great to play here in front of, you know, a lot of people. Yeah, it's a really nice tournament.
Congrats. It's your first top 10 win in this tournament, if I'm right. How were your expectations before start the tournament?
You know, I played a really good first round, so I was, you know, confident, but also at the same time, it's not easy to play against Ons. I already lost two times with her, so I was focusing on my game, and I knew what expect from her, because I know her a little bit better. You know, I played two times against her, so I was focusing on myself, and I think I served well, but also I returned well, and yeah, I think that was the key of the match, but was not easy to play against her, of course, and yeah, I try to, you know, to stay focused and yeah, to enjoy the match.
I think you've obviously got better in the last 12 months in particular. Which part of your game, Jasmine, do you think you've improved most?
I don't know, maybe the serve, yeah. I think today also I served well. Indoor it's a little bit different, it's a bit easier to serve. But I think I improve a little bit of everything. But as I said yesterday, after the first round, I believe more in myself, and so I can step on court and, you know, try to win every match. Before, I was like, this match I cannot win, you know, and I was stepping on the court, I was playing well, but not enough, not enough belief. So, yeah, today, you know, differently, I did differently before last two matches against Ons, because I was believing that I could win. I could also lose, of course, but I could win.
Do you like play more singles or doubles or both?
Now both. Before singles, for sure. Yeah, I like to play singles, but now I like also to play doubles. I think it's nice, it's funny, but you have to find the good partner to play with. It's a little bit different, you know, but I think it helps a lot to improve serve, return, and volleys, of course. Yeah, it's something different, but I like it, yeah.
You have Elena next. You lost to her in Rome last year, super tight first set, and then 6-1 second. What can you take from that match, and also the confidence you have now, maybe compared to a year ago, you can maybe use that?
It's going to be tough with Elena. She served unbelievable, she played unbelievable. So I think I have to serve well, to try to play deep, and to try to move her, to don't let her too much, you know, to move me, because I have to try to control as many points as I can, but it's not going to be easy. She is one of the best players in the world, and she usually, you know, makes the game, you know. She served well, she returned well, so let's see. I'm going to fight every point and try to, as I said, to play deep and to serve well, but yeah, we have to see how the match is going to be.
Doubles, you play here with Sarah. Can we say that this combination is fixed for Olympic?
Yes, we can say that. we try to play in the Olympics. Hopefully we can get in. Yesterday was not really one of the best matches that we play together, but it's not easy to play, you know, with Noad and super tiebreak. Sometimes it's just a few points, you know, if you lose some killer points, then you lose the match. But yeah, that's double. So we have to try to make better next week. We are trying to play Madrid, Rome, and Paris to prepare, you know, the Olympics, to try to play there, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll do some Italian. You don't need the microphone.
Okay.